Haywire.
Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Jason Wee, Toowoomba, Queensland.
Evo 3 Extreme Version 2, Ford Escort Codsworth, Subaru WRX, Nissan Skyline GTR R34 Twin Turbo. These are all cars teenagers would love to be lapping in, and some teenagers are fortunate enough to be doing just that. Lapping on the streets of Toowoomba is a popular practice for teenagers. Maybe it's the thrill of drag racing at lights against your mates. Or perhaps it's the fact they are finally free from the constraints of their parents and are able to crank up their stereo in the car as loud as they want to. This reckless freedom can also lead to some near misses. We were travelling down Stephen Street at 150 kilometres an hour, with five people in the car and two people in the boot. And then this dog ran out in front of us. I hit the brakes and tried to swerve, but we slid sideways and nearly hit a pole. This stupid action represents what can and does so often happen. Lapping is an exhibition to attract the attention of the opposite sex, which guys crave for. But it is also a problem, and something needs to be done to fix it. I believe zero tolerance alone will not be enough to prevent drag racing. Toowoomba City Council has allowed a trial of legal drag racing at Charlton Raceway on Saturday night. It's a good idea, but it does have some disadvantages. Charlton is out of town, and the track is a loop, not a straight strip. This could lead to some problems, as it's physically impossible and dangerous to turn while going up to speeds of 160 kilometres an hour. You may ask then, where can we hold drag racing with a straight strip? Inevitably, Toowoomba's ever-increasing population will soon outgrow our present airport, and since it's surrounded by an industrial estate, it makes it impossible for it to expand to provide a service for a growing population. The current airport would be a perfect location to construct a drag strip with enough room for a skid pan and stadium, and it just may prevent some of the silly and dangerous behaviour which is risking lives of innocent citizens. Maybe you are having the same problem in your community or region. If so, make a stand and give your council a plan. If we all do something, we can make our community safer on the streets.
Haywire.